Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Ruined it's here on Triple M, just 14 degrees in Adelaide today. Already raining out there, a bit of drizzle around the joint.
It's going to be 27 and humid in China, Dits. They're saying it's going to be very warm.
There you go. Once again, the most innovative club in Australia is off to China to play AFL football this weekend, taking on St Kilda. We're talking about Port Adelaide, Roo.
I know who we're talking about.
And the chairman, Koshy, joins us now. Koshy, good morning.
G'day, gents. Good morning to you.
Do you reckon you agree with Dits, the most innovative club is heading to China, Koshy?
We're just a little working-class club that tries to do our best. And, two years ago, Sports Business Magazine in the UK, which is the global business magazine for the sporting industry, had us in their top 20 most innovative clubs in the world.
Good.
So we're really proud of that. We're still the only sort of Western sports organisation in the world to play a game in mainland China every year as part of a domestic competition. And we're really proud of that. Shows our commitment to the country, and the Chinese see it as a huge mark of respect to them.
Is there a reason why they're the only club doing it, Koshy? Is it actually viable? Are you, and this is not a loaded question at all, because I think Port fans are interested, and I'm interested as a Crows fan. Are you breaking even? Are you making money? When do you think it will become a really strong financial plus for the club? If it's not already.
It is already. It's a financial plus. For example, Henneco Lighting, which is part of, which is on our a major sponsor of the football team and the football club at the moment, is a Chinese company that is involved because of our links to China. But the other commercial arrangements we have outside of the game itself breaks even. For example, we're about to sign a big education deal between Adelaide University and one of the biggest Chinese education providers for students to come and study in Adelaide. It was brokered by us.
Do you get money for that, Koshy?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So it is the equivalent of a second-tier partner at the moment that we make out of China after just 2 years of playing up there. So
in the 500 to a million category, is it?
It's around the 500 mark, yes. It's only 2 years.
That's right.
We started this to make sure we could have a revenue stream outside of football.
Yep.
And wasn't a pub or a poker machine, poker machines, that make sure our football department is fully funded year in, year out. 100% of TPP, 100% of soft cap. And to do that, you've got to think outside the square. And that's the reason we're doing it, to make sure footy is fully funded year in, year out.
Koshy, what about yesterday? There was a good article in the Advertiser here about Penfold, for example, coming up with you this time. Now, one of the most iconic brands, arguably the most famous wine label in Australia, South Australia. What does that do for you? Are there spin-offs with companies like that travelling up to China with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Remember, it's all about trade and commercial arrangements. There's something like 1,500 to 2,000 business delegates that are going to be at the game. In the lead up to the game this week, Austrade has a Festival of Australia. It's been a 5-city tour ending in Shanghai and our game, which is taking Australian companies to showcase what they do to Chinese consumers and business people. It's all been about commercial and trade links. That's what it's about. AFL is not going to be a major sponsor, a sport in China. It's not going to be like soccer or NBA. It's about building ties between the two countries. So it's not just a game. It's a whole, there are exhibitions, there are conferences, there are trade delegations. The biggest tuna producer in Australia is got a big presence. Rio Tinto, BHP are all part of the game and the business links around it.
Yeah, so if there's half a million happening at the moment, what's your prediction for, say, 3 years' time and 5 years' time? You're hoping it could be a couple of million dollars to on well, the bottom line?
I hope. Look, you've got to have a big dream. That it's not just a sideshow, as some people think it is. That it is, that I hope this will be a river of gold for Port Adelaide for a generation.
Well, you wouldn't be doing it if you thought it was a dream, would you?
No. That's my dream, to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're thinking outside the square. And for us, that's what we've got to do as one of the smaller clubs in the AFL.
Are you confident and happy the way the club's going at the moment, Koshy?
No, I'd like a few more wins.
Wouldn't we all?
Obviously, I'd like us to start a lot better during games. So
why don't you do the warm up on Saturday for them?
Yeah. Well, no, I'll certainly give them a rocket or two. That's for sure. But I'm very happy with some of our young players coming through, and you know, given the injury, like against Gold Coast the weekend before last, we were younger and less experienced than the Gold Coast. So, you know, but you've got to get through it. And we can't wait for after the bye when, you know, Charlie comes back and Ollie comes back and a few of our leadership team, which will be good.
It all sounds like it's on track and going well up there in China. Have a great weekend up there. Let's hope we get the win, but let's hope it is successful from a business point of view. Thanks, Koshy.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for your support.
There he is, David Kosh, chairman of Port Adelaide.
Sounds like it's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure.
Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.